Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. I'm standing in Fire Station 4 in Alexandria, Virginia, and I'm standing in the fire station bay, which is the garage. And here we've got the fire engine and the fire truck with a 100-foot ladder on it. And along the side of the walls are all of the firefighters' jackets and boots lined up. And essentially, this firehouse is just waiting for the alarm to ring. But here's the thing. When that alarm does sound, the chances are they won't be headed to a fire.
70% of our calls are medic calls.
That's Jeff Taylor. He becomes a full-fledged firefighter this week. He used to play fireman when he was a kid, but if you ask him, when is the last time you guys fought a fire? There's a long pause.
We had a car fire a little while ago. Other than that, I'd say about 4 months ago was my last structure fire.
Taylor and the two dozen other firefighters here are still saving lives. They're just doing it on a gurney. Every one of them is an emergency medical technician. It's a dramatic shift for a profession idolized by folklore and the movies. That's the movie Backdraft, which firefighters obsess about.
It's in the walls.
Running into flames, roaring trucks, those huge five-alarm blazes. It just doesn't happen that much anymore. According to the National Fire Protection Association, there are half as many fires as there were 30 years ago. There are more sprinklers, more smoke alarms, better building codes, even more cell phones. People call in when they see smoke before there's a fire. Taylor knew this when he signed up, and he doesn't mind. He likes doing the medical work, and he wouldn't wish a fire on anyone. But still.
It's weird because, yes, we do like the excitement. Some firefighters are labeled as adrenaline junkies. I'm not going to lie. It is an exciting feeling when, you know, you see the flames and the smoke. You get that little excitement, and you're like, okay, we get to do what we've practiced.
Taylor opens a large door.
Now we're going out to the bay. In this bay, we have an engine and a truck.
Big, shiny red fire trucks with hoses neatly folded. On the street, if you see just the small one, the engine, it's going to a medical call. If you see the truck with the 100-foot ladder with the lights on, it's going to an actual fire or a fire alarm.
We do get more alarms than fires, obviously.
Or you can just look for the hats. Firefighters don't wear their hats to medical calls.
If you would ask me this 5-10 years ago, I would say, yes, I missed the fires.
Tony Washington is the captain here at Station 4.
But now being a parent myself, owning my own house, having my own kids, I don't enjoy the fires at all. My guys get the excitement in their eyes. I usually don't, because I know that we're going for somebody's worst day, and I don't want to be on the other side of that.
Were there some firefighters who didn't really want to do the medical stuff? I mean, have you seen that over the years?
Yeah, we did see that. And it's our job, the leaders of this department, to make them understand that this is the wave of the future.
The future for them means training for hazardous material spills, a terrorist attack, or doing community outreach, charity drives, and awareness campaigns. They also have to train to understand today's building construction. Because while there are fewer fires, when one does actually get going, it can be far more dangerous. Today's homes have too much glue and particle board, not like 50 years ago.
They were using heavy timber, so the timber had a lot longer time to burn. Okay, now instead of using this big piece of wood to hold up a building, they're using an engineered piece of wood. It's like having a piece of paper. If I took a piece of paper and lit it on fire, it's going to go up like that. That lighter weight construction is going to go down a lot faster than that heavy timber.
Captain Washington says that means there's a ticking clock. A 50-year-old home will burn for a good while before it collapses. A new home may only burn for a few minutes.
If it's already burning, that the structural members of that house, we don't have time to fight that fire. And as a matter of fact, we're probably going to back out and go defensive on that fire.
So unless there's someone inside, firefighters are more likely to fight that fire from the lawn. In 2 hours at the station, there wasn't a single call. Usually they get about 5 or 6 a day. But there's still work to do, and they head out for their next job, a community charity event. A dozen firefighters throw their heavy jackets and boots and hats into the trucks, just in case there's a fire while they're away. But they're probably not going to need them.